Before I go to my next item, I have to play a little bit of this. There you go. That was the scene on Friday night on the Late Late Show. A brilliant Late Late Show. And that was the voice of Ryan Mangan, 11 years of age, from Knocknagossal. He's in fifth class in Knocknagossal National School. And I'm delighted to say he's with me on the line with his mum, Gemma Mangan, as well, because they were part, and Ryan was part of an amazing moment when that song was being sung, Killer, and done brilliantly well by a cast of performers, really, including Ryan, who kicked it all off there. And then Kingfisher themselves came out live. Ryan, good morning to you and congratulations.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you is the question. Listen, what was it like? Tell me about that moment when you saw the band come out live that you weren't expecting while you were performing their song.
Oh, the experience was just amazing. One I'll never forget.
Tell me about the build-up to it. You were working together, obviously. You were on the toy show. You were heading up there and you were all part of that great performance.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed the rehearsals. We had to travel to Dublin for the last three Sundays to the Classic and had great fun there.
And you got to know the other musicians as well, and you all came up, you all took part, you all had parts of the song.
Yeah, I made loads of new friends. I had my friend Oscar, who was playing on the guitar. I had my friend Ollie, who was playing the tin whistle. I had another friend, his name was Dahi. He sang the part after me. And there's a load of other friends I met.
That was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And look, did you get a shock when they came out? Were you expecting it?
Oh, I just could not expect it. We all didn't know that they're coming out because we are in a group and we thought that they wouldn't come out at all because, you know, there's a larger group of us and normally
there's
it's
so
only
many
people.
Of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just, yeah. We all and couldn't really couldn't believe it.
Yeah, amazing. What a moment. And obviously you love Kingfisher, that song. It's amazing. It's been such a success for them this year.
Yeah, it's just such a good song and we all love singing it.
Yeah, brilliant. Gemma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for the call. You'll have to excuse, I have a horse,
no,
I have a
no
horse voice this morning after all the celebrations.
I couldn't blame you for that, for God's sake. Listen, a huge amount of work I know went into it, and Ryan, like a brilliant singer. What was that moment like for you watching him reacting to them coming out?
Oh, sure. We were back in the Talbot Hotel in Dublin, all the families of the children that were on the show watching the toy show. My husband went with him. But just the emotions, the tears, the joy. I think we were as shocked as the children were because we had been kind of told that there was going to be a video part in the middle of the song. So I think the parents had kind of thought to themselves maybe that Kingfisher would be on a video. We never mentioned it to the children or not. And Ryan never, ever mentioned about a possibility of Kingfisher coming out. So it really was a huge shock to them all, as you could see from their faces, all the pictures. It was just amazing. It was just, to be honest, most of us were in tears back in the hotel. It took us a while to come around after it. A magical experience. It's magical for the kids, but I tell you, it's just as magical for the parents. You know, there's no words.
I can imagine. Yeah. And I know, look, he works hard in his music and it's a passion for him, as is evident by his performance, Gemma.
Yeah, it is. I suppose he's been singing since he's been knee-high, really, belting out the tunes. He plays the banjo. He wanted the banjo for his seventh birthday. But he goes to Ceoltis, he sings in sessions in the village, O'Connor's Bar, Welch's Bar, if there's anything ever on, you know, with music and bands, he'd always join them to sing a song. I suppose in relation to the Late Late Toy Show, we've his principal, Kate McSweeney, to thank. She was the one who sent in a video of him singing for his audition, and he got called for the audition. Kate's brilliant with the kids in the school. She's always, you know, egging them on with the music and the talent. So we have to give her a big thanks for that.
Fair play to her,
And all the teachers and the support in the school and the support from around, all the messages myself and my husband Jerry are getting from everybody. It's overwhelming. It's amazing. And just now is my opportunity to just say a huge thank you to everybody as well for that.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, Ryan, well done to you and congratulations. I bet you can't wait to get back into school to talk to all your friends.
Yeah, I can't wait really because I'm just presuming that they'd all be really excited to see me and all that. So,
yeah, that'll be brilliant. And well, listen, continue on with the music and continue on singing. There's a bright future ahead for you based on your performance. And look, thanks so much for talking to me in the programme this morning.
I will. Thank you, Jarrett.
Thanks, Jerry.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Thanks, Gemma. Thanks, Ryan. That's Ryan and Gemma Mangan there. Ryan Mangan, of course, at age 11, a starring role on The Late Late Show. And what was a brilliant toy show, I think, this year. All of the different things went off very well. Great reaction, naturally, to it as well. And some brilliant surprises, some brilliant star guests. None better than when Kingfisher came out in the middle of that song and joined the kids singing Killa, or Killa, as it's called. If you have a view on that, if you were watching it, if you have your memories of that, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you on the program.